day we celebrate the feast of Saint Mary Anne of Jesus of Paredes, the early saint of the country of Ecuador in Latin in South America. She lived in the first part of the 17th century. She died in 1645, which means that some four centuries ago, that's ago and distant from us, as in this homily for the canonization in 1950, Pope Pius XII mentioned that many people today will wonder what's the old fuss about somebody like this who did nothing with her life or the income that she had, but helped the poor, do penance, deprive herself, and prepare for early death. And the answer, of course, the Pope gave is simply that in the 20th century, and straight after the Second World War, there were too many people who were leaving aside the importance of penance, of self-denial, of care for those who are without anything, all things that this new saint had done. She had lost her parents when she was 5 or 6 years old, and all her other relatives, and had to, as it were, despite her income, and find her own way, not exactly easy. And she spent a great part of her time, of course, in doing penance, denying herself, making reparation for the sins of others, that they might come to appreciate even on earth, the things that her penance makes possible for us in anticipation of the stupendous joys of heaven. That is why we heard the exhortation of St. Paul to the Ephesians, that they attend to the following of our Lord, that they esteem above all other joys that of the knowledge of the love of Jesus. Let us ask Saint Mary Anne to intercede for us, that we might appreciate truly the value of self-denial, that we might come closer to Jesus, that we might indeed take care of Him in taking care of those who are suffering and deprived and without help. And that way we will not only prepare ourselves for heaven, but bring so many others to one day enjoy heaven, and anticipate the true joy even on earth that penance makes possible. In praise be Jesus and Mary.